this, well, you know, guy to approaching.
Part one that is that wants to be one or connect. And some ways. Up to for a kapal. To have that particular connection on a deeper level, so you can find more I don't find the word, like, it's clear in my idea what I want to say, but I can unwind and to why. To watch the kinematic in our combat. But to say it, like, I don't find the word, but more to your palette. You can expand your palette in that way. You will discover a world of infinity that every day it can be different. Every moment is different. So you will not be, like, limited to being frustrated of not really being satisfied of trying, but it's not never really that. If you connect right, it's so much more, so much more. I will come back on the basics, which is the approach first. And honestly, it's really basic, but in this day and time, we need to say it. And also, take some distance, depending on your form of intelligence, what you understand from the word I speak. May I understand from the feeling, from all the things I have inside, it's very clear. But I don't know how you will receive those things, so you have to be like, interpret also, take some distance in your understanding. In a comfortable setting, and make an effort to really focus. Think that this is something important, like it's a class. Or if you are really like useless, you think like you need to do that to earn lots of money. And if you are not able to fulfill that thing, you will not get your money. Or whatever the things that you do. That you believe in, that you put the effort in for, like, you know what I mean, like that. And to taking in consideration the different states or different spirit that you might be in. So it's to be very clear that no matter the setting, but especially if it's a non-personal setting, Well, that's the thing that you don't know the other person. You don't do that thing like you approach from behind and you touch from behind and those things like like no. And like the big pat on the back and all those things, like no, that you don't do that. It's just better, don't do that. All those kind of things. Do not do that. When you approach, you can be already sitting with the person, or it can be like approaching, but the logic will be the same. I want you to be really slow in your observation of the thing. You will touch with your hand, right? So first, at least. So you bring your finger or your hand in the visual field of the entity or the person that you want to approach. Slowly. You understand how the approach, visually speaking, also, it has a way to be observed what you intend to communicate with this. You can move really slowly if you are a very stressed person or with very strong emotions. So you do it really slowly, you just move slowly, 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 you breathe through it, and you bring the hands slowly to his visual field, or our visual field, to make sure that the other entity have seen that, and to see is our reaction also. If there is no pullback, or there is no reaction that you see, like, if you see a reaction like that, in that case, remove your hand. Remove your hand from this visual field and put it back in your zone, and see why there is this reaction, and see from there. But if you say that it's alright, then you continue until you can touch the hand of that person, for example. But the touching approach is to be very slow, you understand? You can connect with eyes, but it's not necessary. You can also be in your own zone, but you do like navigating with a spaceship kind of thing. So when you bring the thing, on the last level, you make sure that that should happen in the visual field of the person. If you are the one taking action, it's also happening in your visual field. But you don't necessarily see like what he or she sees from his visual field. So you make sure that the point of just before you will touch is seen. So you wait there, you don't like continue your movement there, you wait there like just 1-2 centimeters, but you make sure that it's understood and you wait there for some time, you make a pause. And if you see that the person, he stays there and he moves a little bit like a position to receive, then you can forward and then you touch. And that touch is different. It's a different touch that if you would have done differently. It's like it has connected in a natural way. So from there on, you know, you can expand in any way. You can make that moment longer, but it's not necessary. You have reached like a point of trust. But from that point, you can get back there. That can go the hands. The point is mostly now, this is the process, that's this you have to understand. It doesn't matter after the setting, now that there can be other setting, but it doesn't matter. This is what matters. Because you see that your entity, when it accepts that connection, is there is like a magnetic, there is something. And now it's like, it's a mutual connection, you understand? Like if basically you want to touch my dick, it's not that you go directly there, or if you want to blind my eye before, it's not you go there directly. You start from that touch process on the end, end to end. There, depending your position, whatever, you decide what you want, but you explore with the hand. What is the message that you communicate? And you will see the other two hands react. If they hold each other, the fingers, you navigate with that. And you take time. You take time also to remain in those, your own anchorage, your own zone. Now that there is this trust of contact, you can remain like that. And you can explore the thing for a very long time while you stay in your own zone, so you are not afraid, like it's not a binary thing that it's like one fuck the other. No, it's not really like that. It's like you preserve the whole thing. If you take the time to learn how to navigate with your partner, you can reach and from there, for the previously mentioned intent, you get to a little bit more proactive. You can start grabbing things to see the reaction also of the body. You feel that it has to be like the two bodies have to synchronize in themselves. It has to be natural. And from there, you can go like that. But it's not like you just fluff, like it's like a proper engagement. You go for it, you go for it. It's a serious maneuver. Two entities is like two spaceships that they anchor to each other around the moving galaxy and empty space. So that's a serious operation. It's not something that you do just like that for what? For like just for a quick fluff. But if you know how to do it, you can reach that connection in just one instant. This is something that you should learn to be more sensitive. And how you receive and how you emit also. That is how your body emits. Why you will drift away in your own thoughts and dreams and feelings. But your body also has an existence. And now it is connected to another body, and in that way the two bodies, they can exist. While the entities, they also exist on the multi-area of existence, you understand? You can let the entity that slowly do their thing on all the levels. But naturally in the universe, there is a rule. Is it for me to say the thing or not? I don't know. But generally in our people, it's the woman who decide. It's the woman who initiate the first thing. Generally speaking, in the proper connection. That is very relative, you can understand it the way you want, but in my people it's like that. What I will show interest, I will do those things. But the physical approach and the thing is the woman who initiates. Even it's not even in the... and the code to do it, like there is no actions that in the line to do it. For other entities it might be different, but from my kind of people it's like that. Once this is initiated, after the dynamic is different. But the first connection is like a serious entity connection, so there are those things. And in this world, the reality is that if you try to approach a person with a desire of having a serious bond, something that will last. If you already travel in the universe, you're not looking like for like just a fluffer. Why would you start your engine for a fluff? You can do fluff, you can just fluff like that. Anyway. But this is ways to navigate. Also in a context of a difficult situation. It's not necessarily like a relationship sex thing, or it can be also sometimes we need the touch also to communicate, like, look, my body is not so stressed. What is happening? Why are you so stressed like that? If there is, we can, it's like two things that can equalize and communicate also. So if you are relaxed enough and deep enough in your center, that can be a way. You use that way to slowly come and see if the person is like accepting or not. You will see that there are people they accept very easily. They open, they look in the eyes. It's like you open their book. You open their book. It's like, yes, this is what I am, and you, who are you? And like that, and it's just instant. And there are some people, you know, like they are a little more like sketchy, kind of like you don't really know. Like, so this helps you to connect. Because sometimes you can have the script in the mind that will be stuck on something that on more physical or more feeling wise communicating with the other person, you could unlock the thing. But on the mental thing, just talking, just at an intelligent level, you might not be able to unlock the thing. Most of people who don't know, and those who are not even yet traveling in their own spaceship, you will just replicate what you have seen in movies, what you have seen on the screen, what you have seen on screen. And you know, like, this can be fake also. You know, you're the actors, right? So, and what you see on the screen furthermore is not reality. It's an image to liquid crystal some kind. It's not so clear, but this is not like what you have done yourself, and this is not what you have done people just around you in the room or in your circles in doing. It's not the same. So it's important to understand it from your own point of view. From there after, it's like you learn. If you're interested in a long companionship, even if it's like you think it's like a season of 3 months, even that you prepare it like a flight. It's like, you want to fly with me for like... So you sit down and you do that proper connection, and this can last for hours, just holding hands and communicating like this, until like this is like perfectly understood and all those things is equalized. It's like the entities then in the case of merging, if you desire merging. It's like the entity you have to make them open and fluid. It takes time. And opening those channels that way, with the sensitivity that something important is happening. Obviously not like, what are we doing there? Is nothing happening. Most of people are so lack of focus that just like 5 seconds without the noise, they'll be like, what? I need my phone, or I need to touch my dick or something. Which I am doing at the moment also. To exist in the multiverse and keep my drive going. So I will leave you for like 5 minutes. And you can think about what I just said. And I want you to practice it between your right hand and your left hand. And you imagine that this is the love of your life. This is the day that you are connecting finally. This is your first connection. Well, first from a long, long time in case, but otherwise it's first physical connection in the world of the universe. So you imagine that right hand, left hand, and you do that process slowly, respectfully. So your level, like the way exactly you want it for yourself. Samme med sitt. That process can be repeated and accompanied, you understand the separation of the levels. That is the physical process. And this process is slow. At every step you see clearly the thing. And you can communicate orally also at the same time. So you are not left so much with a question mark of what happened. It's not like just a machine that you have to push buttons and fucking beat that machine until I get what I want. For those of us that we seek proper life connection, this is the proper way. Then the bodies will be attuned to each other. They will become one in the case of a relationship or a couple. So the bodies can express themselves as one entity. It removes all that weight of having to think, what can I do and not do and this and that, and having all that part of the mind having to restrict the body from existing freely. You just trust. Both the entities also on the mental level, they also find what's acceptable. You have to remove all those cracks, all those question marks, all those fears, all those zones of unease. And for that you have to navigate extremely slowly and understand the importance of what you are doing. Again, if you are docking a spaceship to another spaceship, it's a process, like you see, like just on us, like fucking basic plane, like just the, like such a primitive thing. You see how much time it takes to go through that, to see to that, to take off the thing, like prepare, warm, start up, this, that, land, reach the height. Still, that's something that you are engaged in. So it is something to take the time to do proper. After it will be, as I said, almost instant. Not instant, but almost instant, you will know. And if you have that process right, every day you need to connect. There cannot be a day like this in the case of a couple. Even a tribe. If you are a tribe family connecting, you need to connect together every day. It's like not leave somebody like astray. You can be in your own zone, but at least you have to connect. And at least one touch. But just not touch the end. It's not like a touch something else after. If you want to touch something else, you touch something else. It's no problem also. But that's a way to keep it together. The more that those levels, they are more connected. The mental script, it will adapt, it will be, it's fluid also. So there are some things of the mental script that will disappear naturally, they will not need to be there anymore. You can just exist naturally more like where you are. And that will be all for this guy. C'est essentiel ça. Tomato and tomato goma tama. Amata no mauma. Namana mauman. Namana mauman nama. Approaching the mau. Namata canema. Namana. Hana. Omana de nama. Nayana. Nan no. Hana one nambo. Mamma. Hana. Mana nema kometamo kanama dum Ton maika te me ta te sakana ma. No ma te me. No no me te me. No no no. No ma ta. No no ma. No ma na. No ma. No ma ta na ma. Na 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 na. No 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 no. Na 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 na. No. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Ma? Na 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 Con me che te manda ma e ne me ne se che ne manda. Anda me e manda ma e ne manda. Ah, sem to te vaga te mon ma na che te mna ma e te ta ma e ca ta. Canta e che te ma e ca se che ne manda ma no ma e ca ta ma ne te to ma ke. Canta e che ne manda ma e se che ne ma na se che ta o ma ca ma o ma. Canta ma te toco ma se ca. Tokono mae ne mene kanta mae kanta nau kata seka. Kanao kono mae kete ne me te kena mane se no ma. La tu ma. No mo su wa su wa ka e te le su no ma na ma. Na ke se no ma te ne le me te ma na ma se ka na ma ka. Na man tu no ma se ne me kne kena mo kanta ma se ka. Na se ke no tu na tu me no o ma na. Amas no me no ma canto no ma. Tenam se que no me. Punto ya ne me ne to ma te te me ne se ne. Tana na un ten se ne me ne ne me. Tana ya no ma na ma te me ne ma ta ma. Na ma to om ne ke no no. Ke yu ku ma se ke ne e ke na ma ka. Ka ma ta ke anaka sof na to ma. Ta ta. Tu ante te sta ma na ma ta ke. Na mana na individualite to ma vez be prezav to ma ne ena ma na ma da ju mo ko ma sa ka ka na ma ta ka das is the work that you have to do for yourself for that one that is if you want to travel to Canada if you want to be a kappa you have to make sure that you do this work and you take the time and give the proper value to it. The more time you put an understanding yourself already for start, then it's like relative translating, which will be quite if you know yourself, then it's like are you connect, are you merge with another person who knows himself. Without getting lost in the things that are unnecessary. Don't waste your time and you directly go to the good things. When you are that level of understanding, that's it. Else is not a choice. But if you understand that Laval of the nature of your existence. Then it is a choice what you do with it, and best that you do the best with it for yourself. Like that. Just like that. Allez, ça suffit pour aujourd'hui. Déjà, vous allez pratiquer et après on verra.